Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A home explosion shook houses along a street in Tarrant County this morning. KRLD's Ellen Skaya has the latest from Westworth Village.
The explosion was at a house about a block from the Westworth Village Municipal Complex. One man who lives on Waters Drive says he was getting ready for work when he felt the blast and his windows started rattling.
I went and grabbed on shoes because I thought it was either something at the base happened, a plane crash, or a house exploded.
Westworth Village does not have its own fire department, so Fort Worth Fire responded, with Battalion Chief James McCamus saying one man had to be flown to the hospital, but no other homes were damaged and nobody else was hurt.
No evacuations have occurred, and the cause is under investigation.
He says Atmos has come out, and they'll be working with the fire department to find the cause of the explosion. In Westworth Village, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Frisco police talked personal protection and crime prevention at a special town hall last night, explaining criminals are just waiting to take advantage of people this time of year. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
Police called the meeting in response to a string of robberies, purse snatchings, and home invasions reported over the last 6 weeks. Frisco Police Chief David Shilson says the town hall was the city's way of, quote, playing offense. The goal was to educate people on how they can protect themselves and to get the community engaged in tracking down the criminals involved. He says many of the robberies do appear to have been carried out by the same group of people driving a black SUV. There have been 23 reported robberies this year in Frisco. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New flu cases are up in North Texas, and they're putting more people in the hospital. Since Thanksgiving, the numbers have gone way up, according to Stephen Love, CEO of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council.
They are up incrementally of where they were. And currently, we're actually running more inpatient flu hospitalizations than COVID. And that doesn't count the emergency department, where we're seeing higher volumes of flu, where we treat the people and they return home.
Love says the majority of hospitalizations are among people who have not been vaccinated. However, they are seeing vaccinated patients land in the hospital, too. He encourages everyone to get the flu shot and stay home if they feel sick. As World Cup mania continues to spread across the country, the impact of FC Dallas on the men's national team cannot be overstated. KRLD's Austin York explains.
The team consists of five current and former FC Dallas players who came up through the team's system. This includes Little Elm's own Weston McKinney. FC Dallas president Dan Hunt says it's due to the team's strong developmental program.
96, 97, 98% of the players in the world are developed by clubs, and they play for that club, and eventually they might be sold on or they stay at the club. And so Clark and I viewed it sort of as the way the global game is you develop your own talents. Some will stay, some will go, and you've got to continue to replenish that pipeline.
He says Dallas already had strong soccer roots with teams like the Dallas Tornadoes. Next up for the men's team, a match against the Netherlands this Saturday. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Driving through southern Dallas should be less stressful now that a major highway construction project has been finished. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
After 5 years of construction, the Southern Gateway Project in southern Dallas County is now complete. Among other things, the project rebuilt and widened 35E south of downtown Dallas and widened U.S. 67 between 35E and I-20. TxDOT Chairman Bruce Bug says the $666 million project was sorely needed to keep up with the population growth.
This project is one of the top 100 most congested choke points. In fact, it rates as number 26 throughout the state of Texas.
Some 192,000 vehicles pass through southern Dallas County each day. Now, all that traffic can get through the area much easier. In Dallas, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
KLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.